Welcome back to Old Chicago here on Buff Talk on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to boys head coach Luke Swedberg, as well as boys student athletes Brody Burns and Dallas Rosales for joining the show. We'd like to make the transition over to girls basketball now. We welcome on second year head coach Jacob Miller. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great, great. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, so you get the whole team out here.
We got all the girls. It's our last hurrah. Freshmen will be done tomorrow after the Liberal game. Obviously, we'll keep them on at practice with us, but they won't have any more kind of meals. So it's kind of our last supper. So to speak.
How's it been for the freshmen this year?
Heck, they're grinders, man. We've got 16 total freshmen. 12 of them stayed down on the freshman team, and we brought 4 up this year on the JV varsity.
Yeah, so you've got this, and then you mentioned to me on Friday right after the game, you took all the girls out to Manhattan this weekend for K-State women's basketball. How was that experience?
It was great. It was great. It was good camaraderie. It was a great game. Heck, looking at the line coming in, UCF was plus 18.5, so I was hoping it wasn't going to be a blowout, and K-State won at the buzzer, and so it was a great environment, great experience for our girls, and great team bonding.
Yeah, girls have all said when I've had them on the show, their favorite moments have come during these long road trips. You see that with them?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and it's for especially for us with a young team, it's good for us to mesh and have any opportunity that we can. The season is long, but it still feels really short, and so I'm trying to get better as team bonding. I'm just an X-No and, like, let's go play basketball, and so I understand this means a lot to them, and they're making lifelong memories.
So you're still learning every single day, aren't you?
You always are. If you're not a growth mindset, you know, if you're not growing, you're dead, and so I take that in every aspect of my life.
Prieto told me last week that if you're not learning, you're burning, and you said if you're not learning, you're dead.
Exactly.
So I can see where your perspective on life is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's in every aspect, not just basketball. But every time in life, I want to be a sponge and get better every day.
Did you notice the girls really paying attention to the game, kind of learning things?
Yeah, they were locked in. Heck yeah. That was the cool thing about it. We kind of sat behind them where they were sitting, and they were all glued in. And then after the game, we went down, and it was pink out for them. So we wore our shirts from Tuesday. And then we got there early enough, and we got K-State pink out shirts. And so a lot of those girls went and got down on the floor and got autographs from all the players. And so we hung out there for another hour after the game, took a team picture, and it was good for them.
That's cool. That's cool. Did the Militab go anywhere too expensive in East Kansas?
Did what? I'm sorry?
Did the Militab go anywhere too expensive?
No. When you have multiple, it was McAllister's and Chick-fil-A. So they do a good job taking care of us.
What is McAllister's?
McAllister's is like a sandwich shop, sandwich and soup.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Panera Bread. But a little a different Panera Bread.
Yeah, not a Florida thing for me, so I have no
idea. No, I don't think so. It's on the East Coast, but yeah, it's McAllister's. This is upscale kind of sandwich shop.
What kind of chains do you have in West Virginia?
Oh, shoot. Well, gas stations, the first thing I go to is Go-Mart. Then food-wise is Tudor's Biscuits World. Shout out to Tudor's Biscuits. It's only a West Virginia restaurant. But yeah, we all kind of have the same thing. Instead of it's Hardee's on the East Coast and it's Carl's Jr. out here.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, we're kind of the similar.
Got it. Okay, so take me through some of the games last week. Take me through the win over Dodge. First time this program's beaten Dodge in 5 years. How'd your team get it done?
Grit. We battled through. Heck, we were up, 10-11 at half, and then kind of gave it away in the third and battled back. And like we spoke, you know, Cam, being a senior, made that big corner three. And, they bonded together and got through it.
Let me start on the moment with Cam. Is that still going through your head?
Yeah, I mean that we talked about it today in film is – you know, it's like I couldn't remember the last time Cam had made a three, the previous 3 or 4 games, and then her to be able to step up and just knock down one of the biggest shots, one of the biggest shots of our season was huge. But it's, again, a testament to the hard work she's put in and we've all put in. I feel confident anytime our girl's shot goes up.
I think it was 6 games that I had it at that she'd made it, that she hadn't made a three.
Well, I didn't know it was that many, but yeah, it had been a few.
That was storybook, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, but like I said, when you do things right in life and you're consistent, and you live the right way, sometimes it falls your way.
Yeah, that was something you said after the game. You said it couldn't happen to a better girl.
Absolutely. She's a stud. I mean, she just signed to go to Garden City Community College in track and volleyball. I mean, she's a three-sport athlete. She's a leader. She's a great kid. She's what you want in on your team.
Now, before we go into that third quarter, your team did go up big, and your team was up by double digits in that third quarter. What'd you like from your team offensively in the first half?
Well, they didn't play, and I don't want to use scared. That's a bad verbiage, but they didn't play hesitant. You know, they were out there. They were free. They were playing loose, and that's what I told them. Like, we're playing with house money. You know, we can't decide anything else for the Liberal game, depending on what Southeast and East does. But they played loose. They played free, and it was. I'm glad that it happened at home as well.
One theme that we've kind of talked about is getting this team to be aggressive with the basketball. Do you see that in that game?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, we. KJ got us started, you know, shooting and attacking and creating for others. And we see one shot go down, or we get a steal, we get some momentum, and it just carries over. It's kind of a snowball effect.
Has it been challenging to get the aggressiveness out of this group sometimes?
Absolutely. You know, I always tell people all the time, it's really hard to get aggressiveness out of people, but you can always reel it in. And so sometimes I let my girls kind of get too aggressive probably, and kind of get out of their comfort zone. But that's growth, especially with a young program. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but verbally. You know, it's I want them to communicate. I want them to be able to take criticism from each other and understand, like, yeah, just because her message was right, she may not have delivered it correctly. But as long as you're taking the message and getting it. So it's all learning on all facets for us.
That's a great way to say it. Talking with head basketball coach Jacob Miller right now, his girls team with a win over Dodge City. Now, you did mention the game got a little comfortable, and you wound up surrendering that lead in the third quarter. Where were some of the areas that you noticed your team getting a little too lax today at school?
Well, I thought that the second chance points, you know, great. Our Dodge did a good job of, you know, getting shot attempts and then also rebounding very well. And so I thought that's what let them get back in the game, a couple second chance opportunities. But again, we did our job down the stretch. We made free throws. I don't think anyone kind of knew how big Corp's free throws were. We're up three, and everyone's like, oh, the game's kind of locked. And, well, they beat us by three. So we needed to win by three or four or more to lock in fourth place of the WAC. So that was big that Corp hit one of those through and sealed the game for us, but also sealed our spot in the WAC.
Yeah, let me talk about that as well, because you mentioned me after the game, some of your teams either earlier this season or in year one might not have been able to handle that adversity.
Yeah, no, 100%. I thought, especially with the physicality of the game, we normally would have shelled up and kind of went in our holes. But they battled back, and I thought that it was kind of how we play anyways. We're a little rugged with a little edge, and so that worked out. But then also, too, just the circumstances. You know, they're second-guessing themselves. Are we good enough to beat Dodge? Are we good enough to beat these teams? And so that prevailed through. And, again, it's a testament to our hard work.
You mentioned that as well. You played some close games earlier this year, Lamar, Hooker. But this was a game where you were playing it close, found a way to score the final 6 points. What did you see differently?
Well, it wasn't anything differently. I mean, we just kind of picked up where we left off in the first half. You know, I tell them all the time that great teams put teams away in the third quarter, and we didn't do that. But then we showed our greatness in the fourth.
Mm-hmm. And defensively, you were phenomenal in that fourth quarter. You only gave it one bucket. I believe it was just 3 points in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Where'd you see them really excel there?
Well, I mean, it was just that's what we got to kind of put our shoulder pads on and say, hey, this is what we got to put our hat on and say, hey, this is where we're at. We need to make sure that we focus and not give them second chance points, but also, too, not even give them a field goal. And I knew our defense would lead into our offense, and I don't know exactly how many we had in the fourth, but we made our free throws down the stretch, and then obviously came as big three.
IQ-wise, how much has the team grown defensively?
Tenfold. I mean, we're getting better every day, and that's what I told the girls today in film. You know, not looking towards next year, but just saying, hey, we don't have this Achilles heel excuse anymore that we're all young and we don't have any experience. Like, we're returning five or six girls that has 15-plus varsity experience games, and so it's one of those things that you guys now have started taking accountability on your play. You know, we're doing so much in the gym, our 3 or 4 hours a day, but what are you guys doing on your own? Are you guys putting in that extra 30 to 40% that can get us over the hump?
We kind of talked about it off the air that Tuesday was going to be an emotional one, but for the 14 years that did participate with this program and the three that did appear during the game, how did they handle that night?
Great. And then, again, it was kind of a hangover to Hayes. I mean, it was an emotional night, senior night, pink out. There was a great environment, great crowd there. So appreciate Garden City fans coming out to support us. But yeah, it was an emotional night all the way through, and they handled the adversity as well as the kind of the big time moment very well, because we in the past we hadn't.
And you did mention it to me on Friday, there was a little bit of an emotional hangover going into Hayes. Has this team sobered up?
Yeah, they definitely did. And we're kind of trying to sober up from that 10-hour bus ride from Manhattan back and forth. But, it's no excuse, but it's tough on us. I mean, people don't understand how much time we had, I think this month was a grind. We played 11 games in 28 days or something absurd. And so there's a load. And some of these girls are playing two quarters of JV and four quarters of ninth grade, and they're overlapping their time. So some of these girls are playing, you know, it says two or three in a week, but it's really six for them. Mm-hmm. And then practicing on top, because we don't take off. You know, we're in the gym doing something every day, if it's light or film or whatever. So, no, they did. But that's what is going to help us get better. You know, when these girls are juniors and seniors, it's going to be a different ball game.
So big opportunity for you guys tomorrow with a win. You lock up hosting Substate for the first time in 5 years and the first time for you under this program. Talk me through what was the goal going into the season. Was this the goal? Is this exceeding expectations?
Well, you know, for us, our goal was to be competitive and get better every game. I mean, you always have the state championship goal and you have your WAC championship goal and you have your being competitive. But also, too, we have to be realistic at the same time with our goals. And so for us, it was one of the things like, well, you know, we didn't have the goal to come out 5-0, and we did. So we definitely exceeded our expectations to start off the season. But then it was kind of like, holy, we can host. We know we won the games we were supposed to win. And so, yeah, now it's kind of like we're playing with house money. And even if we did win, Southeast can't win for us to not move to ninth. So regardless, it kind of falls on the Southeast East game on Thursday. But again, we've done our job, and hopefully we can hope East does their job.
As far as you were mentioning with some of the underclassmen, how much have you noticed them buying into some of the things that makes this culture?
Well, they bought in since day one. They were eager in, what was it, maybe April when we went down and spoke to the middle school programs. We had 40 seventh and eighth grade girls at our meeting. And so it was just one of those things you just kind of knew, oh, they're here. And then the first day of Summer Pride when we had 30 girls in the gym, it was like, oh, whoa, we really do have 30 kids here. We thought we'd have 30, but we actually have 30. And then now you're sitting in late February and you got 28 girls still. I mean, it's incredible. 16 freshmen, 7 sophomores, 2 juniors, and then 4 seniors. And so it's one of those things where you're like, man, it's the future is going to be bright.
Last question for you. I asked the same thing to Coach Swedberg, but you kind of alluded to it. You know, this has been a crazy run of games for you guys in January and February. Now, after this game tomorrow, you're going to get basically a week off.
Yeah.
What goes into practice these next weeks before, or this next week, I should say, to prepare for Substate?
Well, we're going to give Wednesday off to the varsity and JV, and then we do our exit interviews with our freshmen. So we get them kind of taken care of, and then they have the opportunity to come back. But for our girls, it's kind of, we got to wait. We can't start film prep because we don't know who we're playing until Friday or Thursday night, Friday morning. And so for us, it's just going to be taking care of our bodies, trying to heal up, rest those first couple of days. And then we'll be bringing the freshman boys in again to scrimmage Friday and Saturday and build them into our practice to kind of keep our level of play high. But then, yeah, just come in and we're playing, you know, hopefully depending if we're at home.